always serving a fresh cup of daily inspiration, Deanna Hobbs.
Today's inspiration is to let you know God is about to give you proof. You ought to get excited about that even before hearing the rest of it. That's prophetic for somebody listening today. Welcome to your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast. My name is Deanna Hobbs. I am founder of Empowering Everyday Women. It's a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that distributes free resources online around the world to minister to the needs of believers and non-believers alike, and to encourage you to walk in your divine destiny. God's got a purpose for your life. I'm just so excited. I'm grinning from ear to ear about you joining me again. If it's your first time, welcome to the Daily Cup family. It's morning time here in the studio where I am. I don't know what time you're listening to this, but wherever you are, whatever time it is, I pray that this is a blessing to you. These cups of inspiration that you hear, they're available for you as a free resource. Go ahead, stream them, download them on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, just to name a few, DeannaHobbs.com. I also see many of you starting to subscribe to the YouTube channel under Deanna Hobbs. And when another podcast is uploaded, you are among the first to know. So that's pretty smart. If you'd like to do that, you can go ahead and just click on that subscribe button and then turn on your notifications and you'll know whenever a podcast is uploaded. It's pretty convenient. I am so ready to hop into this word. So let's say a prayer really quickly. God, our Father, we thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for this beautiful moment to gather together and to feast from your table. Feed us with manna from on high, and we will receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Since hate is a very strong word, let's just say when I was in college, I strongly disliked going to the financial aid office in the beginning of the semester. This was always a time when lines would be wrapped around the building and hours were spent waiting. I didn't have a cell phone back then, and after a while, people watching got to be mind-numbing. It was truly dreadful. The worst moments were when, after my slow-coming turn arrived, I'd get to the desk, right? Only to be dryly informed that I had forgotten some must-have piece of paperwork. Have you done that? Ever gone to sign up for something or to pay something at a downtown office and then you didn't have your identification or your birth certificate or something that you needed in order to get the job done? It's annoying, right? Well, when I didn't have my paperwork together, or when they just simply couldn't help me, I would hear, "Next." That's code for get out of the way. I knew I would have to traipse across campus and return to the back of the line, and it took so long to get to the front. Well, I remember one particular semester, I was just desperate for things to work out, and I'll tell you what was going on in that period of time. My financial aid had not come through, and it was the last day for tuition to be paid before I got kicked out of my classes for non-payment. And when I approached the desk, I told the woman looking at me, "I have all my paperwork here. Here's the amount I'm receiving," I said, pointing to my award letter, telling me that it was there. And I told her, "But it hasn't come through and I have to pay for my courses today." So she asked me for my information and began tapping on the computer and said, "I'm sorry, but there's nothing showing up here and there's nothing we can do about that." I remember praying earnestly under my breath, begging God to intervene. Seeing my eyes well up with tears must have pricked her heart. So as I was collecting all my paperwork and preparing to drag my feet out of the door, she sighed and said, "You have everything there on paper, but it's not here on the computer. Well, let me just look again." Shaking her head and appearing sad while staring at the monitor told me all I needed to know. It wasn't happening. She just didn't see anything there. But then she said, "Oh, wait a minute," while tapping frantically at the computer keys. It's showing up. It just popped up on the screen just now. It's all here. That's incredible." I looked shocked. She turned the screen toward me so I could verify what she had said. And sure enough, there on that black screen in green writing, all the resources I needed from grants plus some extra were sitting in my school account. That has never happened to me before. She smiled. She was so happy for me. I wanted to run and scream down the hall, but I just let out a relieved, "Oh, thank you, God." Later, I went to church and testified about God giving me a nick of time blessing, and the saints and I praised together. I was so grateful. Reflecting back on that makes me think about how I had the approval letter in my hand, but no manifestation. I had a word from the financial provider that my bill was taken care of, but the computer said something different. The financial aid officer on the other side of that desk could not see evidence of what the letter guaranteed was already waiting for me. It's a terrible feeling to have a promise with no proof. Can I get a witness? Have you ever been there? When it looked like all was lost, though, just before I walked away, manifestation showed up, and I believe today's Cup of Inspiration podcast is to let you know that your manifestation is coming. For a long time, you've been holding on to promises. The Lord has been speaking life, blessings, favor, and breakthrough. Your proof is on the way. Don't be discouraged. If God did it for Peter in Acts 12, he can do it for you. I love this story of how during the time King Herod was on the warpath against Christ's disciples, he had James, the brother of John, killed with a sword. And then the Bible says Herod had Peter arrested, thrown in prison, and guarded by four squads of soldiers. This ruler wanted Peter held until his public trial. He didn't want that message of Jesus being preached. But the night before the legal proceedings were to happen, verse 7 says, "Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. 'Quick, get up,' he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrist." The Lord was proving that it wasn't man that held the keys to Peter's release, but God. Friend, your release is also in the hands of the Lord. What he has in store for you and the way you'll receive it will defy logic. The word of God says Peter was even confused about his release. In fact, verse 12 tells us he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision because the miracle the Lord performed seemed so surreal. Listen, if God can work miracles for Peter, he not only can, but he will do it for you. And here's what I love about this. In verse 5, the Bible says the church was earnestly praying to God for him. Believers had started interceding for Peter. This gets me excited. You know why? Because things happen when the saints get together and pray. I'm a living testimony. These folks bombarded heaven, not knowing that while they were asking God to move, the angel of the Lord had broken Peter out of prison. Breakthrough manifest when prayers go up. Always remember that these prayer warriors didn't even know God was working while they were praying. They just kept on seeking the Lord with no inclination that their evidence, that their answer, that their proof was about to come knocking, literally. When Peter knocked at the door entrance of the house where everyone was gathered, the Bible says a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she heard Peter's voice, she was so excited, she ran back to everybody without letting him in. "Peter is at the door," she shouted. Here's the funny thing. The very ones who were praying with all their hearts didn't believe Rhoda. "You're out of your mind," they told her. That turnaround came so quickly. At first, they couldn't believe it was true. They were unable to wrap their minds around it. But verse 16 says, Peter kept on knocking. And when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. See, the saints were praying. And before they had a chance to say amen, their answer showed up at the door. This is your word. There are some prayers you have been praying that are already answered. The manifestation, the proof you need is about to show up in your life. The opportunity is going to knock at your door. The good news is going to come in the mail. It's going to take you by surprise. What God is about to do will exceed your expectations. Get ready for the blessing to come knocking. Get ready for God to give you proof. You have been waiting and wanting God to do it. For somebody listening, your season is now. Get your expectation up to help you keep your level of expectancy where it needs to be. I'm stirring up Psalm 33:9 in the King James Version into your cup of inspiration. And it says, "For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. As you drink down the contents of your cup, be encouraged today. Know that your prayers are not in vain. You will see the fruit of your faith. Your earnest petitions are being answered. God is about to give you proof. Rejoice. Your season of transformation and breakthrough is upon you now. Now let's pray. God, I pray for this, my sister, this, my brother. They don't yet see the manifestation, but I believe you have already answered their prayers. I don't know exactly how you'll move. I just know that you will. And today, as we touch and agree, help the person listening to prepare themselves and assume a posture of expectancy as they open their hearts to receive all you have for them. We declare by faith today that it is done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast has been brought to you by Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where we help fuel your faith every day. For more information, log on to www.deannahobbs.com.